Have your weekend breakfast
with Refilwe and Mpakanyane on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
Let's absolutely walk that music corner talk. And as we do on a Sunday, we wrap up the show. We close off the show with music and a conversation around artistic process, inspiration, creativity. And my guest this morning is Langa Mavuso, real name Nkosinathi Nhlakanipho Mavuso, singer, songwriter and performer from Johannesburg. Looking forward to chatting to Langa and just getting a sense of what inspires Langa's music process. Of course, coming up as we look ahead is the fact that Langa is going to be joining Something Soweto at Baseline Summer. That's way ahead on the 3rd of December at Con Hill. It's essentially going to be a real festival. There's plenty of artists on the lineup. Lally Boy, Spook Matambo, Melo B. Jones, Rapunzel, and of course, you know, the usual spiel. Tickets are available online. But really, I'm always inspired by the work ethic of Langa Mavuso and just the gorgeous work that he does. You know, when they say the kids are all right, this generation of artists are incredibly collaborative, are incredibly creative, and so sure-footed in how they move through the creative industries, how they move through the entertainment industry and the music industry in a way that's truly inspiring. You'd think they'd had decades and decades of practice, you know, but they're young, they are confident, and really have come through to set the world ablaze. So we'll be in conversation with Langa Mavuso, and really, really happy to welcome to Weekend Breakfast Langa Mavuso. Do we have Langa on the line?
Okay. Morning, how are you?
Very, very well, Langa. How are you today?
I'm so good. You know, I love it when it rains. I love the rain. I sing about the rain. Everything is the rain.
And I was just thinking this morning, as I was, you know, as we're planning and as we're planning for the show, and I was looking ahead to this moment, that actually, yes, the weather does allow to play some of your amazing music. By the way, how do you, you know, I want to do your music justice and your sound justice, etc. But when someone says, just give me a sense of your sound and your songs and your music, what genre does it fall into? How do you describe it?
I mean, I think that every single song is just packed full of heart. And my intention whenever I go into the studio is to leave whoever is listening feeling something. I always say if someone comes to a show and they left feeling nothing, then I haven't done my job. The music is rooted in soul. It's inspired by R&B. It reflects my own cosmopolitan African experience. It's love. It's music about love, the yearning of it, the joy of it, the loss of it. And it just encompasses all of that. So I guess that's how I would describe it to someone who has never heard it.
Okay, you mentioned as we said hello or start our conversation, the fact that you love the rain. Growing up in Soweto, just your favorite memory of, you know, rainy days such as this? Because I guess it's in many ways, or perhaps it can be a privilege to be able to say, oh my goodness, I love the rain. Because rain means so many different things for so many people, right? If you are living in Umkuku somewhere, it's a nightmare. Yeah. Or if you're absolutely stuck in an area with flooded roads, it's a nightmare. But if you're chilling in your suburban garden and you're looking out on your grass and your trees, all those things. So your favorite memories of rain and why it means so much to you?
Yeah, so I spent like the beginning parts of my upbringing in Deep Kloof, Soweto, with my grandmother. And I think anyone who's grown up with their grandparents knows how spoiled you are. I would wake up and all of my clothes were super warm. I would be given a bath, and I was just really like, I was coddled, I would say. And on rainy days, I remember my grandmother, we still have a welcome stove in Klin, which is just a coal stove, essentially. And we would have it warmed up on a rainy day, and she would make tea, but the whole house would be really, really, really warm. And those are the memories that come to me I always make tea the way that my grandmother makes tea, made tea when I was younger.
Yeah.
And tea is almost that. It's a ritual for me when it comes to remembering my grandparents, because it's almost something that we shared. And you know how grandparents drink tea? They would take the teacup and pour the tea a little bit into the saucer and drink the tea from the saucer. So I don't do that, but in terms of how it tastes, it definitely still tastes like my grandmother's tea.
Drink the tea from the saucer. Drink the tea Absolutely. From the saucer, and also offer you tea from the saucer. For the longest time as a kid, I thought this is how children drink tea. We don't drink from the cup, we drink from the saucer. But of course, it was all to cool it down so we wouldn't burn our lips.
Absolutely.
So, of course, we're looking ahead, Langa, to your participation in the Arts Alive Festival. You'll be on stage on the 3rd of December with an amazing lineup of musical cohorts and creative cohorts as well. When you're conceptualizing, and of course, all of this is taking place at Constitution Hill, and it's a base, it's called the Baseline Summer. But when you are conceptualizing a performance or getting ready for a performance, what is your process? Because of course, you've written the songs, you've recorded the songs, you have been nominated for or won, you won your various South African Music Awards, et cetera.
Yeah.
But how do you make every performance or each performance fresh or interesting, not just for the audience, but for yourself?
So I've got a really, really amazing band of six individuals who all bring their individual experience and heart to each show. And my favorite part of what I do is the rehearsals. That's where we kind of start to conceptualize and find new ways to express ourselves. And my band is incredible in helping me arrange the music and conceptualize the show. I think each space deserves a different kind of approach,
mm-hmm.
because you have different kinds of people attending different kinds of shows. And so we almost always have to find a way to create a refresher for ourselves. And so it's in rehearsals where we really start to see the show come together. And my band and I start rehearsing for this festival next week. And so I'm very excited to see how we are going to attack this one. But I know it's always going to be special because we're very connected. Rehearsals almost it's our moment of like very structured, very serious, where we really put our tools up and we give it our all.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say to my band that rehearsal's the time to learn the music and to really be technical. But once we get onto the stage, we have to let the spirit lead, and we have to just be connected and allow ourselves to be led, because what we do isn't completely just about us. It's about the energy that we're fed by the people. It's about the hearts that are in the room. And so it's not just us who make the show incredible. It's incredible people who support us and who come out. And so the show is going to be special because we always just make it really amazing. But I'm also excited to just see all the other acts who are on the stage. Obviously, Samson Soweto is a formidable artist,
mm-hmm.
Who has really captured the heart of South Africa. Spook Matamba for me is really special because my career in the music industry began with Spook. I'd been reading the Sunday paper with my parents, as we always did.
Yeah.
It was a ritual of ours at home. And I'd read this article. This must be 2010, 2011. Read an article about Spook Matamba, this young black musician who's traveling Europe.
Yeah.
And he's traveling Europe through his music. At the end of that article, his email address is there. And so I, with my little BlackBerry, I literally have the courage to send him an email and make a voice note of me singing. And I say to him, please, please, please invite me to studio, and I'd love to sing if you ever need anyone on a song. I don't have to be featured. I just want to sing, and I just want to be in a studio. And maybe he replies to me 3 months later, and that was my first time in a studio with Spook.
Yeah.
My first festival that I ever played was in 2011, which was the Brickfield Music Festival in Newtown. And the way that I had come to play that festival, Ricky Rick was still a singer back in the day, in the 2000s. And Ricky couldn't make it to the performance with Spook. So Spook invites me to rehearsal and says, hey, can you please sing Ricky's part? He's not going to be available for the festival. So I learn the song and I come and I essentially play my first festival at the age of 17. And that was all done by Spook. And so to share a stage with him and for him to see me at this place where I'm headlining a festival now is going to be really special for me. So I'm excited to have that moment because it's almost full circle for me.
That is absolutely beautiful. And, you know, yeah. I think first of all, the fact that he responds, he gives you an opportunity. He gives you an opportunity to just be in a studio, as you say, and just, you know, get a feel of what that experience is like. And then to give you a further opportunity and open that door and affirm your talent is really, really fantastic. And what's interesting about Spook is, yes, he's, you know, at the time and even now, traveling internationally, celebrated internationally, but perhaps even more unknown right here at home back then, right?
Yeah.
Despite doing big things overseas. Yeah. So, yeah, really, really a beautiful moment, as you say, that will be. Langa, of course, we're playing your music because it wouldn't be the music corner otherwise. And you've given us a choice of, you've selected two songs for us, Patience and 7 Seconds. Tell us about Patience by Manana.
So Patience is a song by my friend Manana. So I spent a lot of my younger years studying music at the National School of the Arts and also at the University of Cape Town, South African College of Music. And while at South African College of Music, I met this incredible, incredible artist named Dumiso Manana.
Yes.
And this song that he's written called Patience.
Patience, yeah.
It really grapples with the idea of not feeling completely adequate or appreciated, not feeling like you're doing enough, and not feeling like you're at the place that you've dreamt you want to be. And I think that at some point in our lives, we all feel like that. We all feel like we've reached the destination, but it doesn't look like what we thought it would look like. And so for me, it was really special. I love his album, and I thought that let me share that song that really meant a lot to me. And then 7 Seconds is a song originally sung by Yuso Ndo and Nene Cherry. And
a
while
classic.
I was recording my album, absolutely. I think most South Africans remember it from an ad. A telecommunications ad where that was kind of the theme song of the ad. But for me, I recorded this song while I was in London. I was recording my album in London and I got the opportunity to re-record the song with British pop star Grace Carter for Pete Tong's album. And during that recording, I had the incredible experience of having a live orchestra. And I got to sing in Wolof in French. And it was just a really, really great opportunity for me. And so I wanted to share that with the 702 listeners. And so, yeah, those are the two songs that I chose for you guys to play.
Okay.
And I hope that everyone who's listening will be joining us at the festival as well. Maybe we'll do 7 Seconds for the show.
We're not letting you go just yet. You got to stick around. Let's take a listen to Patiently by Manana.
Yeah. Sure.
It's going on 9:53, and that is Patiently by Manana, the choice of my music corner guest, Langa Mavoso. Langa, what a gorgeous, gorgeous song that you've chosen for us this morning. What I love about, I was saying earlier on as we're getting you on the line, that I love the fact that your cohort of artists and musicians is proof that the kids are all right. You guys seem to have just come out of the womb knowing how to move in this industry, how to plan, how to collaborate. You know, you're so secure, it would seem, in your creative process. Was it clear and apparent from, you know, early on that it's that the collaborations that are going to help all of you advanced, right? And I'm thinking of, you mentioned meeting my Nana, but I think of Zoe Mudiha as well, who, you know, I don't know if it's just a friendship group or also a creative group, but it just seems like you guys understand the power of the network effect.
Yeah. I mean, I met Zoe almost 15 years ago. We were
from, you know, early on that it's the collaborations that are going to help all of you advance, right? And I'm thinking of, you mentioned meeting my Nana, but I think of Zoe Mudiha as well, who, you know, I don't know if it's just a friendship group or also a creative group, but it just seems like you guys understand the power of the network effect.
Yeah. I mean, I met Zoe almost 15 years ago.
Seems like you guys understand the power of the network effect.
Yeah. I mean, I met Zoe almost 15 and enunciating the things right. It's also important that your heart's in the right place as you sing the song. And so I spent a lot of time researching the meaning of the song. And so it felt like I was back in school. It felt like I was back in school preparing for a Royal Schools exam or a Trinity exam. And so, yeah, that's how I prepared for it. And that's how I found a way to give it my best shot.
Lovely stuff. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Langa. It really has been a pleasure hanging out with you this morning. And we're going to play your final choice, which is 7 Seconds. Thanks so much for your time and all the best for the festival. Looking forward to it. Let's take a listen. 7 Seconds. Thanks so much to my guests, rather, right throughout the show. Really appreciate your SMSs, your messages, your voice notes coming through on Weekend Breakfast today. It's been an absolute pleasure hanging out with you.